This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, we'll hear from director Spike Lee about the new DVD remastering of his film Malcolm X. But first, it's the 10th anniversary of one of the most high-profile Klan communities in the United States. The town of Celebration, Florida, was notable for its self-conscious return to traditional small-town architecture. But what really grabbed the headlines was who built it. The Walt Disney Company. Earlier, Day to Day's Alex Chadwick talked with Slate's architecture critic, Witold Rybczynski, who visited the town when it first opened and has recently returned.
I was generally pretty impressed. The town has grown. There's about 10,000 people living there now. There's a variety of houses, townhouses that look like they could have been built in London and in much larger houses. So the kind of social goal of Disney was to create a variety of housing so that a variety of people could live there, different incomes. And that has partly worked, and unfortunately, the Celebration has become too successful economically, which has resulted in all the prices going up, which is very good if you bought a house early, but it's basically undermined the social goal of the Disney Company, which was to have really lots of different kinds of people. Now that prices are so high that you really only get middle and upper middle class people, the apartments which were originally there to provide inexpensive or less expensive housing are being converted into condominiums. So because Orlando is undergoing a boom in real estate, and because people like Celebration, it's in a sense too successful.
You describe it as a town that is not laid out on a grid pattern. It has kind of wandering streets and places that seem to have happened organically, although it is quite a planned community.
Yes, it's very much in an American tradition of the garden suburbs, which were built in the beginning of the 1900s. Frederick Olmsted built one of the first ones called Riverside near Chicago, and there was a kind of real blossoming of town planning or suburban town planning at that time. And that is, in a sense, what the planners of Celebration have tried to emulate, and I think have done it very successfully, because it's this combination of the landscape, the houses, a real artistry in the way the streets are laid out. It's not a simple grid, and it's not really just haphazard or sort of spaghetti, as suburbs are sometimes called. It's really quite a beautiful layout, and I think it will have some positive effect in terms of suburban planning in that way.
Well, aesthetically, I think you like Celebration, but it's not just an aesthetic community. As you noted earlier, it was also a kind of a social experiment at building a community that could include all kinds of people, and that just hasn't turned out to be the case because property values have gone up, so people with a lot of money live there now. And I just wonder how you regard that part of it.
Well, Disney actually did try at the beginning to control speculation so that if you bought a house, you weren't allowed to sell it and profit from selling it within a certain period of time. So, and they, in fact, were criticized as being sort of Machiavellian and trying to control everything, and they eventually lifted those controls. In hindsight, it may have been a good idea to try to control speculation. But basically, no. I think the real estate is an open market, and things like this happen. The other parts of the social experiment, I think, have been more successful. There's a school which they built, a public school, and now also a public high school, are both functioning well. The town center is a little more of a tourist center. It reminded me of places like Nantucket, which are beautiful, but also slightly unreal because everybody there is a day visitor, and it, of course, changes the whole atmosphere of the place. So I think there probably it's a kind of an American story where people have these ideals, and they either fail or in this case, they succeed too well.
Opinion from Witold Rybczynski. He writes the architecture column for our partners at Slate Magazine, and you can find his essay and slideshow about Celebration, Florida at slate.com. Witold, thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
And that interview by Day to Day's Alex Chadwick.